Erev Tov Rabotai, okay. Tonight is Lel Slichot. Aleph de Slichot. Usually by Ashkenazim when they say Lel Slichot, it's Motzei Shabbat. You don't have Motzei Shabbat. It's time to rock and roll. Now, I mentioned previously that there's an order of, I kind of sped through it, but I want to do a little bit more Seder in this because it's important. Now, there is an order of hierarchy when it comes to Zmanei HaSlichot, okay? I'll explain. If you look in the Bet Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Pe Aleph, by the way, all of the halachot of Slichot, Erev Rosh Hashanah, is Tav Kuf Pe Aleph. After that, you're talking about more Rosh Hashanah itself. So, Maran writes over there, Nahagu Lakum Be'ashmoret B'chodesh Elul Lomar Slichot V'tachanunim. Interestingly, Maran writes that there's only one time that's appropriate for Slichot. Only talks about one time, which is Ashmoret. What is Ashmoret? Okay? If you're familiar with Masechet Berachot, you've heard the term Ashmoret before. The night, 12 hours, 12 halachic hours, not regular hours, is split up into three Ashmurot. Three Ashmurot. There's two Perushim in the Gemara, what these Ashmurot were. First of all, there were three. There was a place, there is a place in the world that always Lefi Halacha needs to be guarded. What's that? Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash needs to be guarded. And they had three shifts throughout the night. During the day, you didn't need shifts because anyways, there's Avodah, there's people around. But there needed to be three shifts during the night. They split up the night. Yeah, that's why the Mishnah says in the beginning of Brachot, Mematai Korin Shema Be'arvit, משעה שהכהנים נכנסים לאכול בתרומתם עד סוף האשמורה הראשונה. דברי רבי אליעזר. Yeah. החכמים אומרים עד חצות. רבי אליעזר says until the end of the first אשמורה, יעני, the first third of the night. Okay? Now, when we refer to אשמורת, אשמורת is a reference to the last third of the night. Meaning any time in the last 4 hours of the night, the later in the Ashmoret, closer to Alot HaShachar, the better. The Mishnah Berurah explains, right over there, there's a reason for that. Why is that? It says Meforash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly mercy permeates the world more at different times. You know, I tell Talmidim it's a very, very important thing. If you ever learned Tomer Devorah, excellent. Do it again. And if you haven't, pick it up during Chodesh Elul. Sefer Tomei Devorah, at least the first few prakim, revolve specifically around, yes, the recurring theme of Chodesh Elul and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah is Yad Midot. So what are those Midot? And how do we achieve them? How do we act like them? Enter Tomei Devorah, written by Ramak, Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero, who is a contemporary of the Ari HaKadosh. It's a tremendous mikubal. That's his very, very deep Sfarim ala Kabbalah. Sefer Elima, very deep stuff. Anyway, but Tomer Devorah is easy. It's Kabbalah also, but surface Kabbalah. Easy. You know, bite size. We'll call it that. Anyway, very, very recommended, especially during Chodesh Elul. Sha'aret Teshuvah and Tomer Devorah. Makes you a different person. Mamash. Anyway, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 13 Midot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he has Midot. What does it mean Hashem has Midot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, operates the world with these Midot. And not always are they in the same, you know, volume at the same time. Sometimes it's more Rachamim. Sometimes it's more Din. Sometimes more Tiferet. Different Midot manifest themselves differently in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The time of day during which there is hands down the most Rachamim, Hashem's heavenly mercy permeates the entire world, and when the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, hovers right above the world, is when? Ashmoret. The tail end of the night, right before Alot HaShachar. Yeah. It's a Kabbalistic concept. Yeah. Okay.
Why shouldn't you after be doing that when it's the opposite?
Meaning what?
When there's rooms then.
Good. So the I'm going to get to that in a second. Rabbeinu Moshe Zakuta discusses this in his tshuva. He has a shelot u'tshuvot on Kabbalah. Shelot u'tshuvot Ramaz and Siman Lamed, where he discusses that shaila. I'll get there. Now, good question. Meaning, if there's din, why wouldn't you try to be mamtik? Fix it. Yeah. Following the din, yes. But the din is now over. You only enter Sukkot when the din is over. Evanta? Now, anyway, that's the best. And that's why, be'emit, go back one or two generations. Ask your fathers and grandfathers in the countries that they came from, before they came to America, Israel, whatever, back where they came from, Morocco, Iran, you know, Syria, whatever. How many minyanim were there for slichot in Elul, back where you came from? Unequivocally, you'll get only one answer. Same answer. One minyan at like 4 a.m. That's it. You know why? Because that's the most opportune time to say it. People would come, they would wake up at Ashmorit, which is right before Alot HaShachar, say Slichoten, kind of segue into Tfilat Shacharit Banetz, learn a little bit, and then learn more or go to work, and then learn more after that, and then go to sleep and repeat. You know what I'm saying? That's what they did. They didn't have, you know, minyan factories and different... That's what they had, right? That is optimal. Now, there are other things that are acceptable, but less than optimal, okay? Guess what? Judaism is full of less than optimal. You know that? About 85% of the Shulchan Aruch is b'di'avad. You know what the avads are? Post facto. Meaning, this is not good. Now what? What? What happened? Yeah. But the avad happens. Welcome to life. And Judaism doesn't throw you under the bus. Halacha's like, if you're in the avad situation, so just eat gehinam. No. Nachon? You deal with it. That's life. Lecha techila is great. Mitzvah min ha-muvchar is great. It's all excellent. We strive for perfection. But not always is perfection so achievable. That's okay. So what happens if a person can't do it b'ashmorit? Anybody planning on doing slichot besides for ma'or? Anybody planning on doing slichot b'ashmorit? It's hard. Especially for Talmidei Chachamim. Maran Zichrono Livracha writes in Chazon Obadiah, he quotes several poskim. If you look, in Birkei Yosef, who is Birkei Yosef? Maran Achida writes in his Birkei Yosef, a Perush on Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Nagu Talmidei Chachamim u'Gdolei Ador lema'et libatel k'tzat milimudam bechodesh Elul kedei lomar slichot u'tachanunim im atzibur." You know, sometimes a person might think, he says, "You know, I don't want to say slichot. Bitul Torah, I'd rather learn." Lo nachon. Every time of year has its own avodah. When you have to learn, you have to learn. It's like saying, it's not the same thing, but like saying, I don't want to pray. Shacharit mincha ve'arvit, it's bitul Torah. I'd rather learn. What's that? Nope. Not kfira. The Gemara says that there are people eligible for that. Who's that? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chavirav. Mi she'torato umanuto kerashbi. If you're learning like Rabbi Shimon, we'll talk. You know what I'm saying? But if not, you need to pray. Shacharit mincha ve'arvit. Mala asot. Bitul Torah is a bitul Torah. On the contrary, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ulvai sheitpalel ha'adam kol hayom kulo. Halavai, we could pray all day long. You can't. How come that's not bitul Torah? Elamai. Yezman lekol davar. Now, that being said, Maran Achida says that even Gedolei Ador would be nitbaten. We're not talking about oversleepers. They were up all night or up early learning anyway, they would stop, close the sefer, and go say slichot. Because that's part of the avodah right now. Chodesh Elul is part, a person has to be chozer b'tshuva. So now, in Chazon Obadiah, Maran Zichrono Livracha says, what happens if a person's Tamid Chacham? Happens. And he knows that if he stays up late for slichot, wakes up early for slichot, it's going to impact his learning. What do you do? Yes, okay. But he knows, his learning is going to take a hit. Yeah, nachon? I remember when I was in yeshiva, second seder is the hardest seder of the day. You know why? First seder, you're pretty fresh. Night seder, you're also kind of, you know, whatever, because you know it's almost over. Second seder, the sandwich, is long and you're exhausted. So you need coffees, you need to stand up and, you know, move around. Second seder is tough. Zelo pashut. What happens if a person knows, both in quantity and quality, his limud is going to suffer as a result? Maran Zichron Barucha says, that doesn't make you patur from slichot. Just because you're Talmid Chacham, you're not patur. Try to do it, and if not, he says, at least, Sheni v'chamishi. At least Mondays and Thursdays of Chodesh Elul v'as, and all of us said it to Mitteshuvah. Said it to Mitteshuvah is, forget it. You need to do that. You can't just shirk it. So now what do you do? Okay, Ashmoret is hard. Let's look for other times. Any other times that you think are appropriate for Amidat HaSlichot and why?
Come on, guys. I told you guys that this morning.
Yeah. Chatzot HaLayla. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that this world, based on the Hanhagot and Sfirot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day is a cycle. What happens is, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim start to spread throughout the world? Chatzot. Chatzot HaLayla. It's about 10 to 1-ish now. That's when it begins to spread. We said before, it continues. And when is it the most? Ashmoret, right before Alot HaShachar. And then it continues. And then what happens? Chatzot HaYom, Zman HaMincha, oops! Then it starts to disappear. And what comes in to replace Rachamim? Din. Din. And the Din, watch the cycle. And then the Din keeps on spreading, until when is it the harshest? Balayla. At night. That's why in Arvit we say Birkat Hashkivenu. Ushmor Setenu Voenu L'chaim Tom Shalom Atav Adonam. You need Shmirah. You need to be protected at night. Night is the Zman of the Ben Ishchai, writes Mefurash, that night is the time of the mazikim. Night is under the control of the Satan. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave nighttime to Satan. That's why he says, Lefi Asod, you know the Satan has a name. He's a malach. He has a name like all of the other malachim. He says, you're not allowed to say that name ever, and especially not at night. If a person says the name at night, he's b'sakana gdola. Don't say the name. And the Satan has a wife. And she has a name. Also. And people name their kids that. Kmo Abalim. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? You know what name I'm talking about? It's not exactly, but it's a terrible name. Terrible. Should change the name. You're not allowed to. You can't have Shemot. It's like naming your son Samach Mem. Shemishmon. Lo kacha. Yeah? Anyway, Mikol Makom. So Chatzot, and then the first half of the night, tremendous dinim. And then again, it cycles. So, oh, it's mentioned in the Amidah. Yeah? V'chol oyevecha, v'chol sone'echa, mehera yikaretu. Samachmem ve'ishto. Anyway, Chatzot HaLayla is also not as powerful necessarily as Ashmoret, but great, fine. Akol beseder. You got to tweak a few things in the language of the Slichot. Yeah? Be'od layla lecha kamu, chatzot layla lecha kamu. Fine, but still good. Then, some people can't make it then either. They wake up in the morning. Morning, like we said, is also still zman shel rachamim. It's appropriate for slichot, akol beseder. You can say it in the morning. Just what? If you say slichot in the morning, after nitzachama, you got to make sure not to lie. Yeah? How conducive is it if you're asking somebody for forgiveness, and as you're asking for forgiveness, you're lying to his face? Like in the same sentence. That's like insulting. Ah, what do I mean lying? If you open up a Sefer Slichot, yeah, he's the flash. Anyway, but that's the fast guy, right? Anyway, b'kitzur, there's many different, just because it's in the book, doesn't mean you have to say. People, I don't know why, some people think, katuv, seder katuv, shamati, okay, I understand. You know, you open up a sidur, in the Sidur, there's also Ya'alev Yavo, v'gam Chanukah, v'gam Purim, v'gam Pesach, v'ze. We say all of that every day? Aval Katuv. Nechon? You have to use Sechin to be Mavdil. You open up the Slichot, here, right before Hashem Shavetecha, some people say this. Kamti be'ashmoret levakesh an avoni. Time out. First words out of your mouth? Lie. If you're be'ashmoret, I got you. Now, not only that, what happens if you're saying zeb chatzot alayla? Also not. It's not true. Not true. So what do you do? Yalla, skip it. Huh? The point is, you're trying to show that I made a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come to yoter mugdam me'aragil levakesh al avoni. You know what I'm saying? Okay, no big deal. Skip. Next. You have, right before the vidui. Ooh, this is big. ריבונו של עולם התוודע לבירות קלנות וחמורות בלילה לסוף השמורות איזה לילה ואיזה סוף ואיזה השמורות and then יצירי עלילות בראש להתעולל שומר מה מלילה שומר every sentence of your ma לילה it's not לילה עזוב let it go straight to the vidui יפה there's a pasuk in the navi דובר שקרים לא יקון לנגד עיניי Hashem doesn't like liars. The Biramit. Okay. Moving on. In a Ketuv. Over here. Some people, before the Vidui, Maran Zichron Berachah didn't say it necessarily. Abam said it. Said it over here. Where's Le David? In it. Right before Le David, some people said, Bezochri al Mishkavi. Okay. Chalabim sing a little bit. Le Midvadi al Chatav. Omodi al Ropashav. Different. It's interesting. By Slichot, it's going to get a little, you know, it's territorial. You know, the Moroccans and the Persians and the Sea, everyone's going to have their own zeh. Aval, in order to kind of, we're going to try to do something that's going to be as global as possible. Maran Zichron Livracha, the Minhag of Maran Zichron Livracha, it's deep. Well, Maran Zichron Livracha kind of disassociated from Iraqis. You know that because the Iraqis weren't very nice to him. You know that. They didn't treat him very nicely. You know why? Huh? Yeah, they burned him. Yeah. Because he argued. Huh? You know, back then, at that point, Maran Zichron Berachah was younger. He was in his 20s when he started writing. And writing his Sfarim, especially Rabbi Omer, Alichot Olam, and from this whole thing, he got very sick. You know that? He fell into a very deep depression, and he got sick. Belil Pesach of that year, he wasn't able to come to the Seder because he was so sick. He was sick in bed as a result. His wife, Rabbanit Margalita Aliyah Shalom, she's a big tzaddikit. She was Chalabit. You know, Chaim Ovadia's wife was Chalabit. Her maiden name was Fatal. Yeah. Fatal is Chalabim. Anyway, so I told him all the time, Maran Zichron Livracha used to say he loved Chalabim because his wife was Chalabim. Yeah? So he says, a Mashiach, ya Chalabi. That's what he said. So he says, Lama, Lama? He says, Lo, Mashiach ze otiyot mechshi. See, you know what mechshi is? It's like dolme. Same. Anyway, Bekitzur. Mikol Makom, so his wife went to Chacham Ezra Atiyeh, the Rosh HaYeshiva. He went over to him, and he said, she went over to him, and she says, you're my husband's Rosh Shiva, you know he's the biggest, you know, he's already in his 20s, one of the Gedolei Ador, this and this is the situation, the Iraqis are making him crazy, they're busting his chops, and they're burning his farim, and he's sick at home, and you don't even know about it. Do something. He came, he brought Chamizra Atiyeh. What Eda was he? Mazah Atiyeh. Syrian. Yeah. He took the Rosh HaMkubalim of Porat Yosef at the time, Agaon Chacham Ephraim HaKohen. Sound familiar? חכם אפרים הכהן was the father of הגאון חכם שלום כהן. בראש שיבה פורת יוסף. He was Iraqi. He was a תלמיד הבן איש חי. They came together and they visited him. It was the first day of Pesach after Musaf. Instead of going home to make Kiddush, they went to his house to do Bikur Cholim. They came, they talked to him. They said, get up. They got him out of bed. Takum. They got him, they gave him chizuk. Says, don't worry, this is the way of the Torah. There was a few, two very prominent Iraqi Rabbanim of the time that were making this big stink. They were making a big balagan. And they went over to these two Rabbanim. And they said, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you? He said, no. He wrote, look what he wrote against the Ben Ish Chai. And they said, so what? They showed him that the Ben said, look at the language that he wrote against the Ben Ish Chai. He says, they opened up a Rav Ve'alim. They showed that the Ben Ish Chai used the same language against other poskim. And it's quoted in Gemara. What's your problem? What are you doing? When you have Chacham Ezra Atiyeh and Chacham Ephraim HaKohen, a Talmid of the Ben Ish Chai, telling the Iraqi Rabbanim to back off, they did it. They didn't fully back off, but they laid off a little bit, and then he started again. They came, and they told him, you keep doing what you're doing. Kach yidarkah shel Torah, what's the first machloket in Am Yisrael? You ever open up a Gemara? You ever open up poskim? Look, in a katul. Yes, nachon, you have to disagree respectfully, but that's and Maran Tzachon Verah was, but just because he disagreed with the Ben Ish Chai, so what? So what? Kach yidarkah shel Torah? And then guess what? And then there's going to be another Talmid Chacham in our generation who's going to write Sfarim and whatever, and he's going to argue, he's going to disagree with Maran Tzachon Verah. Bring ra'ayot. Kach yidarkah shel Torah. That's okay. Anyway, so if you're saying Slichot, it says at the end of Bezuchri, Chatzot Laila Lecha Ka. All right. No. There's another Girsa over there, Be'od Laila Lecha Kamu. 7, 8 in the morning? Be'od Laila? No, what I'm trying to tell you is to be cognizant of the fact that I know it says it, but just, you know, use your brains. Now, morning is fine. What about afternoon? There's a tshuva. Maran Tzachon Verah is a tshuva nichavedat. Whether or not saying slichot in the afternoon is good. Now, by the way, he paskins la'alacha that it's muta. Okay? Which is a big, big save for bachurei yeshivot and avrechim and kolel. Because as a result of that tshuva, they don't necessarily have to miss slichot. I remember in my kolel in Eretz Israel, I used to wake up early anyway, but they had minyanim before and after mincha of slichot, so that even avrechim who otherwise find it difficult to wake up early, either because they're up late or it impacts their learning, they have this opportunity to say slichot b'meshech hayom. What are you going to tell me? The Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Chayei Sara says meforash, based on the pasuk, oy lanu kifana hayom ki inna tutsili le'ariv, that what? As soon as the sun begins to tilt to the west. When does the sun tilt to the west? Chatzot. Yeah, from that time, oy lanu kifana hayom, that's when Zman Adin starts. So if Zman Adin starts in the world, now, already from that time, so how are you saying slichot? Good question? Not really. Says Maran Zichron Avracha, easy answer. You prayed mincha lately? What's after Amidah of mincha? Vidui and nefilat apayim. Vidui, yud gimal midot, nefilat apayim. Those are also things that you can't say at night because of the dinim. So apparently what? If it's not harsh dinim enough to allow saying tachanun unfilat apayim v'yag midot b'mincha, same thing for slichot, raya yafa. Okay? Wait. Let me ask you a question. When you're saying slichot in the morning, if you're saying it b'ashmoret, I get it. It's not time for shacharit yet, so you say slichot first. If you say slichot at 7 a.m. or if you say slichot by mincha, what do you do first? Slichot or shacharit? Slichot or mincha? And why? Why? Because it's, you know, So in general, he knows Matera. Anyway, Bikitsur, there's a concept of Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. When you're faced with two mitzvot to do, which one do you perform in general? The more frequent of the two. Shacharit and Mincha are both more frequent than Slichot. So how come you usually say Slichot before? The rule is, Maran Zichron Recha brings, B'shem Kama Poskim, Halacha, is that Tadir v'sheino Tadir, that rule only applies when you're dealing with two equal mitzvot. If the mitzvot are of the same caliber, on the same level, then you do the more frequent of the two. Shacharit / Mincha and Slichot are not on the same playing field. Shacharit and Mincha are what? Chova. It's obligatory. Din. As opposed to Slichot, Maze, Minhag. Over there, the rule doesn't apply, and therefore you can do whichever one you want first. In general, for people, it's more, I don't know why, it's the same time. People think if I do Shacharit first and then Slichot, it's going to take longer. That doesn't make any sense. It's the same time. It's just, but for whatever reason, people like to do it before Besedin. Now, there's one time a day that is absolutely inappropriate for Slichot. And that's the first half of the night. From Tzitzit Kochavim until Chatzot. Don't touch it. Maram Zakuta, a famous Italian Mekubal in Posek, in a Shelot Teshuvot HaRamaz, Siman Lamed discusses this, and he says, you might think, okay, you're not helping anything, but okay, say it. No. Bizman Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shlita to the Samach Mem and Kochot HaTum'ah. If you try to unjustly add Chasadim to a time that's under their control, they get upset at you and they come after you. I'm kind of dumbing it down. Therefore, he says, not only should you not say it, but if you're in a shul where they're saying it, don't answer and preferably leave. So he says, don't take any part of it. It's asur. It's not a halachic concept. It's a Kabbalistic concept. But guess what? Slichot are kind of a Kabbalistic concept too, because we're using Slichot to elicit what? Heavenly Rachamim. So you want to do it on the Heavenly Rachamim's terms, as opposed to messing it up. There are several poskim that say that you follow the Chatzot of Eretz Yisrael in this regard. Ve'en halacha kedivrehim. Halacha is that every, you know, just like any other zmanim, you go by your location. Every location follows their Chatzot. There are poskim or mekel. Maran Zichron Recha quotes them in Yechaveda. Oh, what? Maor, am I stealing your thunder? Well, that, yeah. Aval mikol makom, you have to understand. Ze lo beseder. Think about it. From Tzet HaKohavim tonight, which is 7:30-ish, until about 12:30, which is Chatzot a little bit later, that's 5 hours. That means that based on what we said, only 5 out of 24 hours are inappropriate for saying Slichot, which means how much is left? 19. You have almost 19 full hours to say Slichot. If you can't find half an hour any other time to say Slichot, you got bigger fish to fry. 19 hours? You can't find half an hour to say Slichot HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Think you can. Kol tov, Laila tov.